A new Phoenix-based think tank officially launched yesterday. The Arizona Center for Economic Progress is a project of Children's Action Alliance. It's already published three reports, including research on why the state should care about the federal budget, what Arizona could learn from Kansas's tax cuts, and a primer on Arizona's budget and taxes. David Lujan is director of the Arizona Center for Economic Progress, and he joins me now. David, good morning. What's your goal? What are you trying to do?
Good morning, Mark. Well, our goal is to create jobs and grow the economy in Arizona. We have a lot of Arizonans that are hurting. The median family income in Arizona has decreased by $7,000 since 2009. 1 in 4 Arizona children live in poverty. So we want to create the conditions that will lift up the economic prosperity for all Arizonans. And so that will be the focus of our work.
How do you expect to go about doing that?
Well, a lot of it started yesterday with the launch of our Arizona Center, and we had organizations from all over the state come together, and it's about building coalitions and really getting the message out about what are those best solutions that are going to grow our economy and working together to advocate for those at the state capitol.
You served in the state legislature for several years. You were a member of the Democratic leadership there. So you know how that place works. How do you plan to try to get through to lawmakers your message of some of the policies that you think should be enacted?
Well, you know, I think it's already getting through to some extent because we have history on our side in that since 1990, really the only economic strategy that Arizona has used to create jobs is to cut taxes every year. And we're not seeing the economic prosperity that's promised by those tax cuts. And so what we want to do is we want to look at what are those things that we should be doing to really grow the economy and create jobs. And if you look at Arizona's business community, Alliance Bank last year did a CEO survey, and they said that the top two things that they would like to see state lawmakers do to create jobs is to focus on public education and the quality of our workforce. And so they didn't mention anything about low taxes or regulations. It's about education and our workforce. And so we think that, you know, the public already wants that. A lot of lawmakers have been saying that. So that's going to be the focus of our center, is really, you know, doing the next steps to get lawmakers to take that approach.
Are you optimistic that they will?
I am. You know, I think as we've been meeting with legislators and on both sides in this past election cycle, a number of them said that, you know, we need to be investing in education, we need to be investing in infrastructure, we need to make sure that college is affordable. And so I think that they've been saying that, but now it's getting them to actually take action. And you know, hopefully they are starting to recognize that the more we cut taxes, the more difficult it makes it to invest in those priorities. And so we're going to be really holding the legislators' feet to the fire to make sure that they're focused on those priorities.
Based on your time both at the Capitol and in your current work, do you think that Arizonans are engaged enough with the legislative process, with the budget process?
Well, I think that's something that we hope to make sure that they're more engaged. You know, I think Arizonans, all of us want low taxes, but we also want our government to provide those services that are going to help us succeed and grow economically, whether that's a quality public education system or affordable tuition or good roads. And so I think what our role is connecting the dots and telling the stories about those budget and tax issues that are made at the Capitol, how those impact Arizonans' ability to have those things that they need to succeed economically. And so I think that's a role of this Arizona Center for Economic Progress, is really connecting those dots with voters so that they are more engaged and more mobilized to bring about the changes that we want to see.
David Lujan is director of the new Arizona Center for Economic Progress. It's a project of Children's Action Alliance. David, thanks a lot.
Sure. Thank you, Mark.